temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Yes, it is time for the Derek Shelton Show, brought to you by your local Parmore stores. Remember, if there's not a Parmore store near you now, there will be soon. Shelty is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Shelty, how are you and what are you up to this week?
Number one, I'm shocked you're working. I mean, geez.
That is a surprise.
It's unbelievable. I mean, Cook leaves, and did they just transfer his contract over to your contract, and you just work like one day a week? I mean, this is amazing.
I know. Well, if you're going to skip starts with people, I skip weeks, right?
you're just skipping. Well, we're trying to manage your workload
here?
Yeah,
exactly. I'm on an hour's limit for the year.
It's good to talk to you. I thought you forgot about the show.
No, I'm good. I'm good. So are you. You guys roll into the break at 48-48 by taking 2 of 3 from the Brewers and then the White Sox. I would imagine that you're feeling very good about this team right now, Shelty.
Yeah, very happy with how we finished the break. I mean, to go 5-1 on that road trip and win 2 of 3 in Milwaukee and then, you know, get the sweep in Chicago. Really pleased with the effort. Total team wins kind of throughout that whole series. And, you know, we got a challenge coming out of the break. Our schedule coming out of the break is very tough with teams that are ahead of us, but very happy with where we're at.
Well, we're going to get back to the second half and all things with your club, but the baseball world is watching the All-Star game tonight. And here's my question, because we opened the show with this today, Shel. The whole world wants to see Judge against Skeens, and then the lineup for the American League comes out, and he's batting fourth. So here's my question for you, and I know Paul has some follow-ups. Have you personally informed Torrey Lovello, or have the Pirates made it known to anyone that Skeens is to pitch no more than one inning?
Yeah, he's pitching one inning. That's it. That's it. We were very clear with Major League Baseball with that. He will pitch one inning.
So that's because you guys inform them he'll only pitch one inning, right?
Yeah, and I think the way it's going anymore is with 11, I think Torrey has 11 available guys to pitch. I mean, most of the way it's set up anymore is it's just one inning. But, yeah, that was something that we talked about when he was named the starter.
Can't you get him in for one more batter, Shelty, if it's Judge? One more batter, five more pitches.
We play New York in September or October, so I'm sure that they'll get that opportunity then.
Paul?
Well, yeah, exactly. But it would be what we want to see, or at least what I want to see, is since it's an exhibition game, it doesn't matter. I want to see him just rear back and throw three straight fastballs to see if he can throw them past Aaron Judge. In September or October, he's actually going to have to pitch.
Yeah, well, I mean, you guys should have called Bruce Bochy and asked him to hit him third.
You should have. You could have done that.
That would have been probably a easier, and you may not have as much fodder to talk about, but, yeah, that would have probably been a lot easier if that would have been the case.
You know Skeens better than anybody right now, Shelty. Do you think he wants Aaron Judge? And do you think he'll try to finagle his way into Aaron Judge? Paul just during the break said, you know what would be an unbelievable moment, total theater, would be if Soto came up batting third. There's already two outs, and Skeens waved him to first base on an intentional walk.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. But I do think the one thing with Paul that we've seen is that he doesn't really back down from anybody. And the guys hitting 1, 2, and 3 are extremely talented hitters, and he's got a challenge in front of him. I mean, Kwan's leading the league in hitting, and then he's got Gunnar and Soto. So, and he's going to have to throw the ball on the plate because I think, as we know, Soto swings at strikes, and it's going to be fun to watch him go after those guys.
I think that's the thing that that's going to be great is that he's got a chance to go face, even if he doesn't face Judge. That's the other thing. Even if he doesn't face Judge, it's not like he's going to be facing the Sisters of the Poor. I mean, the three guys he's going to be pitching to are, you know, they're okay too.
Yeah, I mean, you got the guys leading the league in hitting, the guys leading the league in home runs, and Juan Soto, who's probably one of the top five best players in baseball and is only 25 years old or 26 years old. So he's got a task in front of him, and I think he's going to go right after him. It's going to be fun to watch.
Well, while we're on the topic of Skeens and innings limits, let's talk about this for a second, Shelty. Skeens, last year, he had never pitched 100 innings. And between LSU and a little bit of pro ball, he threw about 130. Jones last year had 126 between Altoona and Indy. So Skeens right now this year is up to 93 with a career high of 126 or 129 innings, I said. He's up to 93 already. So if he goes, what do you got, 66 more games, he could go another 80 innings or so if he makes 13 starts on a regular rotation. Do you have plans in place to skip starts or otherwise manage his innings?
Well, I think we will manage his innings. I mean, we've said that from the get-go, even when he started the year in the minor leagues, and we built it up that way. And then I think the other thing that we'll see is just actually, you know, how the season goes, when we can get him extra days, how things like that work. We've been pretty open and transparent with the fact that we've tried to get 6 days or 5 days for guys, for all of our guys, not just Paul and Jared, but from the rest of them, to give them extra rest. And I mean, it's kind of how Ortiz ended up in our rotation. The fact that we have, you know, Marco back, Perez is back, Falter will be back at some point. I think we can get creative to make sure that we get him the right rest, but still, you know, keep him healthy and keep him in the big leagues.
You have a lot of guys that are, you know, either they've come back or they're coming back with your pitching rotation and your pitching staff. In general, you've got a bunch of guys. It seems like you guys are getting healthy. Your depth, obviously, is getting much better. How do you manage all these guys coming back, all these arms, and does that make a few of them maybe available if you feel like, you know, you guys can move one of them or two of them to make your team better?
Well, I think the one thing that we said all along is we can never have too much pitching. And, you know, we had guys get hurt, and we've had guys fill in different rotations, even going back to, like, Ortiz filling the spots. I mean, we had Priester come up and fill a bulk role and then kind of move back, and he, you know, pitched the other day on Sunday in relief. We have that ability to make sure that we can, you know, kind of manufacture those innings now. How we do it, I'm not going to tell you that because I don't think we've figured it out yet. And, I mean, that's making sure everybody stays healthy. I think the biggest thing is the fact that we have depth now and then we have the decision to make.
Is this a playoff roster right now, Shelty, or does it need additions?
I think we could, you know, add to it. I think, as we've talked about, offensively, we need to continue to get better. We actually swung the bat better on this road trip. And I know Ben is always looking at, you know, ways we can make this team better. So to say that we're done or, you know, we're happy with where we're at, no. We're trying to get better. We're always trying to make sure that we can add to it. So I think we'll see over the next 2 weeks how that happens.
If you could upgrade one particular area, what would it be?
Well, I think we would add a bat. I mean, I think that's something that, we've talked about. Continue to add offense to, our group is important. Consistency in that area is something that I think we're still striving for. Our starting pitching's been good. I mean, the back end of our bullpen has been good. I think we've seen Majinski and Nicklaus kind of grow into different roles. I mean, we still have Hunter Stratton, who pitched well early in the year, out on a rehab or out on the IL. It's going to come back. So our depth is there, you know, and I think if we continue to see what happens offensively, you know, I mean, Rowdy's bounced back pretty nicely. We've seen what Brian's done. Key had a really good road trip. So I think that would be the place. But, you know, a lot of people right now are looking for offense, and there's a lot of teams in contention. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens over the next 2 weeks.
You spoke about Brian. When you've got a guy that was on the kind of heater he was on for like the last 5 or 6 weeks, do you worry that there's a little downtime, you know, that he might cool off a little bit?
Well, I'm assuming he's going to cool off at some point, you know, just because of the fact that he's been so hot. I think the one thing that we know about Brian, though, is it's consistently good ABs. I mean, he had the, 26-game hitting streak, and then he went 0 for 10, and then he bounced back and had the four-hit game the other day in Chicago. I mean, had really good at-bats in Milwaukee. He's going to hit. I mean, he's hit at every level. He's hit throughout his major league career. So really don't have much concern about the consistency of the bats with him.
You're listening to the Derek Shelton Show on 93.7 The Fan. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. Shelty, Jared Jones, we had Destiny's Child on earlier today, and I think we've all learned that when Destiny's Child speaks, we must listen. He feels like the second week of August is realistic for Jones. How about you?
Yeah, I would. You know very well I'm not going to put a timetable on that. I think after Jared gets, you know, starts throwing, gets off the mound, and we see where he's at, then we're going to have a better indication. But to put an actual timetable on it, I don't think is fair, just because of the fact of how the, you know, the rehab is going to transpire. You know, Destiny's Child thinks he's Nostradamus, so he's evidently putting a date out there.
So, safe to say.
So you're saying that Destiny's Child isn't in constant contact with your doctors?
Yeah, I would say unless Destiny's Child has a direct line to our PTs and to Jared about how it's going, and he knows more than I do. But, I mean, if the second week of August is the time frame, I think that's great. But I think we have to make sure Jared's right and he's healthy, and we'll listen to him.
Well, to be fair to Destiny's Child, I think I just asked him for his best guess in the end. But
and he said, but he didn't guess. He said August 13th. He actually gave us like the actual date.
He did.
Destiny's Child's way ahead of it. He's having a great break, if that's the case.
He's had a great year, I think, Destiny's Child. But safe to say that there's not fear of this being serious for Jones, and you fully expect him back this season, right?
Yeah, we fully expect him back this season. I think that is a very fair assessment.
Yeah, and that was the other thing. The other thing is you've got some guys like, you know, for instance, Rowdy Tellez, who got, you know, hot in June, and a couple guys like that. As these things happen, do you begin to now start to formulate maybe the approach that you're going to take at the trade deadline based on what guys are doing, you know, recently, or do you look at the whole body of work, or how do you guys take all that into account?
I think it's a combination of both. It's a combination of, you know, what we thought the player was going to be coming in. You definitely have to take in some recency bias to it in terms of how guys are performing, and let that go into it. I mean, but the fact of the matter is, I mean, Ben's been talking to people for the last, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. He will continue talking to people. I think the challenge that everybody in the game's running into right now is, well, number one, the draft just happened, so everybody's focused on the draft. And then number two, with as many teams that are bunched together in both leagues and the fact that offense is down throughout both leagues, everyone's looking for the best offensive player and everyone's looking for the best deal. So it's going to be an interesting 2 weeks. It's really kind of surprising that you know, nobody has made really a significant trade from July 1st to now. You know, usually there's two or three trades that happen where that kind of, you know, open the market. And so far, that really has not happened.
Shelty, can you say with 100% certainty that if he's healthy, Henry Davis will be back with the Pirates this season?
I think Henry Davis has to perform in AAA, and, you know, it has to fit for us right now. I think that's the most important thing. We feel that Henry is a big part of our future. You know, he is healthy right now. He is hitting in AAA. I mean, I know he's hit a couple homers over the last couple days, and it's going to be important for us to get Henry healthy because on the right track because of the fact that we do feel he is an important part of what we're doing. But, you know, some of this comes down to just overall performance and making sure that he's right when he gets to the big leagues.
Feels like Joey Bart's one of the biggest stories of the season to me. I mean, the offensive numbers and the timely home runs, I feel like he's been a big part of why you guys are at least at 500 right now.
I would say that's true. I mean, if you look, it was a really good acquisition for us, you know, early in the season. Joey's had good at-bats. I think since he's come back off the IL with the injury, the thumb injury, he's had, I mean, had really consistent at-bats, and it has provided some spark at the bottom of our order, which is really important.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at him, I mean, did you guys have to do something? I know, you know, there's lots of reasons why a guy sort of is in the wilderness for a while. But after you got him, were there some things that you guys had to sort of tweak or work on with him?
Not really offensively. I mean, defensively, we're still working on some things. But offensively, I mean, he had a really good spring in San Francisco. And I think the other thing that we need to remember, and, you know, even going back to Henry, like, Joey was a very highly touted prospect coming up. And sometimes it just takes a while to click. And it has clicked in with Joey here. He's had really good at-bats. You know, he's shown the ability to drive the ball out of the ballpark, which is important. And sometimes it just takes a little bit of time. But offensively, really, there's not a ton that we've done with him. I mean, a couple things with his approach. But in terms of the swing, it's things that he started this offseason. You know, he had a good spring, and he's carried over once he came over here. Defensively, we're continuing to work, you know, with him on some things, but it's been a really bright spot for us.
Couple more minutes with Derek Shelton. Shelty, some people had Key Brian Hayes as a low-key MVP candidate this season. I personally feel like, all things being equal with other guys, that he's the key to your second half offensively, no pun intended. What's been the main issue with him, and are you convinced he's healthy and ready to turn it around?
Yeah, I mean, I think he had a good road trip. We saw him drive the ball. We saw him drive the ball in the gaps, especially to right center field. I thought that was really important. I think he's one of the guys that's important to us, but he's not the main guy that is important as we go. It's going to be a culmination of, you know, consistency throughout our lineup, but was really happy with Key's at-bats the last 6 days of the season.
Well, and I think that's the thing too. You know, kind of getting back to, like, with Reynolds and whatnot. What do you do? Do guys just get, you know, 3 days off, or do you do some things to try and keep guys sharp in this time? I mean, what do you do for the, you know, 3 or 4 days that you guys are off?
Well, the first 3 days we're definitely off. We will have an optional workout on Thursday, and if guys want to get there and move around, they can. You know, our strength and conditioning and training group definitely gives guys, you know, some movement stuff to make sure they're moving around so it's just not stagnant for 3 days. But they do need the break. And we have some guys that we need to get healthy. You know, O'Neill's still battling with the hamstring thing. I mean, Cutch came out the other day and then played the last day. So we have some guys that need this four-day break, just to make sure that they kind of recharge and refresh a little bit. Like you've talked about, Key, it's going to be important for Key with his back to be able to do that. You know, Reynolds will not get very much because I'm assuming he'll play tonight. But the days are important just to kind of refresh yourself.
Shelty, as you know, I've been off for a little bit here, as usual.
The understatement of the year, but go ahead.
I never got a chance to ask you about the no-hitter with Skeens and pulling him out of the no-hitter. Livy Dunn had no problem with it. It seemed like Skeens had no problem with it. Is that right? Or was he, you know, a little bit ticked off at that? Or what was his reaction and what was sort of the aftermath of all that?
Well, I think the aftermath is more publicly people talking about it. In terms of internally, no one had an issue with it. I mean, I talked to Paul, you know, after the seventh inning. I talked to him after the sixth inning, or Oscar talked to him after the sixth inning, and he was starting to tire. I mean, he labored through three innings. He threw 61 pitches in three innings. And honestly, when he was through three, I was hoping he would get through five. And then the Brewers' approach kind of changed, and they got aggressive. But no issue. I mean, I understandably, every pitcher we have is going to want to finish any game they start or go an extra inning or continue to go, and I appreciate that. But in terms of the issue, I mean, he was tired. He knew he was tired. That's what I saw. And ultimately, we made the decision, and we won the game. I mean, Holderman came in, and although he gave up a hit, we held the lead, and then Chappie finished it.
Well, and the thing about it was wasn't he at like 99, 100 pitches anyway? Like, in order for him to go two more innings, I mean, it could have been like 120, 130 pitches. You weren't going to let him do that, right?
Yeah, he was definitely not doing that. And, I mean, going out for the eighth, I mean, he had a six-pitch seventh, which is probably what saved him. I mean, you know, he had 93 through six, and he had 61 through three. So there had been some laboring in that game. And I understand he's a big, strong kid and the situation he's in. But, you know, my position and my job is to make sure – we do what's best for him and for the team. And at that point, I thought he was tired.
All right, Shelty, a big second half ahead. You guys, I think, have the fourth toughest schedule based on winning percentages so far, and you're playing well. You're right at 500, and I'm curious to hear from you. What is the bar for success in the second half? Is it make the playoffs, or we have failed here this season?
I'm not going to put anything specific on it. We just need to play well. I mean, I think, like you said, we come out of the break, we get Philly, who's the best team in the National League, and then we get the Cardinals, who are ahead of us in our division, and then we have Arizona and the Padres, I think, right back-to-back. So we just have to play well. We have to continue to play well and see how it goes, but that's the most important thing.
And you speak of the Phillies. I mean, your pitching staff obviously has got a really good top three when Jared's healthy. Their pitching staff presents some issues, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they're the best team in the National League. You don't have 60-plus wins at the All-Star break and not be the best team in a league. I mean, you know, they got Nola and Sanchez and Suarez. So, I mean, leading the top, they got Wheeler. I mean, this is a good group. And then you're talking, you know, maybe the best offense in baseball with Harper and Schwarber and Trey Turner and Bohm. I mean, it's a good club. So, you know, we're going to get a good test right out of the break, and we need to carry over, you know, how we played on this last road trip.
Shelty, we appreciate the time here. What are you up to this week?
Just hanging out with my family. My I'm actually in Florida. My youngest has got some volleyball stuff going on, so just kind of doing that.
Well, enjoy yourself with this week. We appreciate you taking the time in the middle of an off week there. Thank you.
I appreciate it, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
That's Shelty, and he said a lot there, Paul. Myself, I kind of wish that he or Ben or Bob Nutting would put out the ultimatum, it's playoffs or bust.
Yeah.
I gave him the opportunity there. I'd like to hear that from within the inner circle.
Well, I'm not sure why you wouldn't say that.
I'd like to hear that.
I mean, that's what you're trying to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll tell you the worst thing that could possibly happen, Joe, is this team finishes 80 and 82 or 81 and 81 or even 82 and 80. And they convince themselves, oh, well, you know, the plan worked, blah, blah, blah. And they don't go out and do anything in the offseason.
I want to hear it's playoffs or bust
right.
Limits.
Exactly.
That's what I want to hear. We make the playoffs or we fail. That's okay. It out there.
I am pleased and a little bit surprised that Shelton did say that they want to add a bat, and that Charrington is putting in conversations right now to do so. Surprised he didn't try to dodge that question. I'm very happy that he said that.
Yeah, I think he was asked what area, if he could pick one to upgrade a bat. I mean, it's kind of obvious, but yeah, he did say it.
Right.
He also mentioned about Skeens, Paul, where he said, we're going to be watching the innings. But man, he's starting to get up there. When your career high is last year, where he threw about 129 innings between college and pro ball, he's at 93
right
between here and Indy. So again, I figured out that with 66 games left, if he's a regular, you know, every 5 days, that's 13 starts. That's probably another 80 innings. He's not going to go another 80 innings. I don't think he is.
That's the problem.
So do you get him a, you know, and he, Shelty did mention, we've gotten him and others times where they go more than 5 days or more than 4 days between starts. I think you're going to see some of that. A spot start, a bullpen start. And while Skeens won't technically skip a spot in the rotation,
they're going to
he'll be delayed a little bit.
They're They're going to have to. And you know what? Here's the thing. Thanks to Luis Ortiz, you know, you can go six-man rotation a couple of times if you have to.
Yeah. I mean, once we get to September, though,
you don't
it's going to be
that.
Like,
no, but
you got to get this guy out there every time. I think they're still going to be in it.
Late July, early August, you can preserve, you know, a couple of days and a couple of starts and some innings, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that how it works?
I mean, every time they do that, you're sort of sacrificing your best chance to win. But it sort of has the long-term goal in mind. Like, we got to have this guy if we're in it in September. And the playoff. I mean, what about the playoff? What if he logs 180 innings and then you head into the playoffs with your most intensified innings of all and who knows how many more starts?
I'd be surprised if Skeens doesn't pitch on Sunday against Philadelphia. Maybe it'll be
you'd be surprised
the next series.
If he – what do you mean?
They skip him?
That they'd skip him for that entire Philly series. He's not going to pitch Friday or Saturday.
No.
But I would think Sunday he's going to go. They'll line it up where it's Keller, because they shortened his outing to just 3 innings. Probably Keller, maybe Ortiz,
and then
Skeens.
I don't know, man. That would be 4 days rest coming out of the All-Star game. I think this might be an area where they give him a couple extra days, and he goes the next week.
Yeah.
Against St. Louis.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably will do that on second thought. They'll save him for the Cardinals.
Right. I mean, you know, if he pitches, even though it's one inning tomorrow, you know, I don't expect to see him till at least Monday or Tuesday.
I agree. Now, I wouldn't be shocked, I guess, if he pitched Sunday, but just in the context of what we're talking about here, this seems to be an opportunity to buy some days, and they're looking to buy as many days as possible with this guy down the stretch. I honestly think, Paul, that this team is going to stick around. I think they have as good of a pitching staff right now, top starter to back of rotation, maybe as there is in baseball. Is that crazy?
No.
I think their bullpen's going to be unbelievable in the second half.
And they're getting Berucki back in a week. They're probably going to get Stratton back in 2 weeks.
Right.
If you don't trade off Chapman, which, I mean, who knows, they could trade him and get something pretty good or keep him and have him pitch well. The pitching is definitely top five if you combine the starting rotation and the bullpen compared to any other team in the National League. You're talking Phillies better. The Dodgers are – everyone's hurt on the Dodgers.
That's why I think they're going to stick around.
And if you pitch the way they pitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're going to be a better second-half team than they were in the first half. Let's put it that way.
Like Andrew Destin –
good health assumed.
Andrew Destin said the Cubs don't have a better bullpen than the Pirates do right now.
Shelty went after Destiny's Child there, didn't he?
He did. He must have heard that comment about how the Pirates' bullpen isn't as good as everybody else in the division.
I want to hear that later, Shelty going after Destiny's Child. Let's replay some of this coming up ahead, and maybe a choice Ben Cherington quote from the past day or two. Paul, I know, was writing for the Post-Gazette about tonight's game, about what we can do. That was the most interesting thing to me, about what they can do to get Skeens to face Judge. Shelty was very forceful about that the Pirates told Major League Baseball, do not pitch Skeens more than an inning. What do you make of that, Paul?
Do you have
a problem with it or no?
It doesn't surprise me, but my thing is, here's my problem with this whole thing, okay? And I write a column about it. You can read it in the postgazette.com, and, you know, it should be up you know, whatever. It's supposed to be a showcase of the best against the best. It's a showcase for the fans. There's not a fan out there that doesn't want to see maybe the game's biggest power arm or best power arm against maybe the game's best power bat. I mean, no disrespect again to Gunnar Henderson and those guys.
No, it's Aaron Judge.
They're
right.
All very, very good hitters.
They want to see Skeens and Judge.
I want to see Paul's. I mean, this is the other thing about Aaron Judge. We talk a lot in here in this town about Skeens, okay? And you know, he's larger than life, you know, big strong guy and all this other stuff, and he's built different. And I mean, what makes Aaron Judge even better is he's 6'7", right? He's this big hulking guy who, you know, the bat looks small in his hands.
And so is Skeens.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. Exactly. You want to see, that's what I want to see. I don't give a rip about the rest of it. Not even a little bit.
Shelty.
Listen, and I'm going to tell you this much right now. For my money, because of his age and the position he plays and what he really does, I could make an argument that if Gunnar Henderson isn't the best player in baseball right now, you know, I guess Ohtani. Okay, let's take Ohtani out of it because he's completely different. But I could make a case that if Gunnar Henderson isn't the best young player in baseball right now, he's very, very, very close to it. I mean, he's a ridiculous player in the field.
Yeah.
He hits for power. He hits for, you know, average. I mean, the guy is just, you know, one of those guys. And you know, oh, by the way, he's only 23 years old. Okay? So it has nothing to do with him. But, okay, Skeens against him, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I want to see Aaron Judge step into the batter's box and Paul Skeens say, listen, it's an exhibition game. So I'm not even going to pitch to you. I'm going to throw three fastballs at 103 if I can hit 103 on the gun and see if you can catch up to one.
Yeah, that's what we all want to see. And I thought that the interview took a little turn when I followed up with Shelty and said, couldn't you just let him go one batter into the fourth? It got a little dark for a moment there, City Limits, didn't it? And we're going to replay that next because Shelty was like, basically, yeah, we play the Yankees in September. They can see it then.
Yeah.
Are we all on board with the Pirates telling Major League Baseball no more than an inning? I'm not sure I am, because they seem to be obsessed more with innings than pitch count. Now, if the Pirates went to them and said, I don't want to see this guy throw any more than 30 pitches, then I think I would be more okay with that. He can't go out and face Aaron Judge and then come out of the game?
Well, they've said it before. It's more so the number of times you get up and go into an inning, get ready.
Oh, come on. He said that about Chapman.
We don't have to agree with it, but that's what they say.
No, that's what they say. He said it about Chapman about a month ago when I said one of those games where he put, you know, Ben Heller, old Heller, into the game, I think it was. I said, why couldn't Chapman go two innings? And he talked about that. Well, you got to go back in the dugout and get up again. Who pitched two innings in a game last week?
Aroldis Chapman did.
Yes, he did, City Limits.
You texted me when it happened.
Thank you for confirming that.
And to my point,
give me a break on the get up and get down. Get up and pitch 5 more pitches to Aaron Judge and then come out of the game. I appreciate the Pirates wanting to protect Skeens. I'm sorry. I want to see Skeens face Judge. Yeah. I don't think that's going to compromise the rest of his career.
And to my point, and I agree, to my point about Henderson, by the way, I just looked it up for the hell of it. He's hitting 286. An on-base of 373, a slugging of 584, OPS of 956, OPS plus of 174. So he's 23 years old, and he's an incredible shortstop. The bottom line is, it is no disrespect to him. It's no disrespect to Juan Soto, who obviously is a great, great player as well. But those aren't the guys we want to see. And to your point, Joe, if he had to go a fourth batter, even if he had to sit for a half an inning, who cares?
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Got a tweet saying, hello, my friend. I'm very concerned about our city limits. He doesn't seem himself. Please check on him. Limits? Would you care to answer that?
That's very nice of that concerned party. Yes, I am making my way back from my dehydration and my what I think was food poisoning, but it probably was not food poisoning. But
what do you think it was?
Well, I think it was food poisoning, I should say. My dad thinks it was not.
I don't think it was food poisoning. What do you think it was? Food poisoning?
I think it was this food poisoning. My dad
evidence.
Said it was not.
Something's wrong, Limits.
Something, I know.
What? Are you okay?
Yes. Okay. I'm getting better.
Okay.
You seem to be a little crabby today.
Something's... I've never
crabby?
Seen,
I wouldn't say
something's
that.
Something's off.
Yeah, I've never seen
short.
You like this.
I know.
You're a little short.
Yep.
More sleep and relaxation.
Short.
Do the trick.
Disheveled, distracted as you look toward the door. Something's wrong this week.
Yeah, and Kilberger was making faces in the window.
And I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. And the listeners apparently agree. This guy, Coach Tom Micklin, he calls himself. I'm very concerned about our city limits.
Well, thank you to Coach for his concern and his thoughts. And hopefully I can be put back in the game very soon.
Two other people criticized me for my golf swing. That going low, our golfing project here put up on Twitter. It's a wonderful thing going low. But it was my first practice swing. The guy, Sam from Clearwater, says, next time you're in Clearwater, I'll set it up my treat. That sounds good to me. And Steve, who I think also, no, he wasn't criticizing me, but he also has an invite to Shadow Lakes and also says my treat. Paul, this sounds great. Everybody's treating for golf.
Yeah, that's good. That's the best part. I mean, you have sort of carved out your niche.
Golf to me is like beer for Ron. The two best kinds are free and free light, right?
Yeah.
Also an update on...
I thought by osmosis I would be getting lots of invites by being on the show, but I never do.
Nobody gotten wants, a couple?
Nobody wants to play with me. They all want to play with you, Joe.
We went out to Ligonier. My friend Bill out Ligonier. We had a nice round out there, remember, Paul?
Yes.
That was at the beginning of golf season.
Very nice.
It was wonderful. Also an update on my bite from yesterday. I opened the show in a panic. I went to the doctor at 3:30. Her first question was, did you see a tick? And then my blood pressure immediately rose just upon the question. I said, no. Are you saying this is a tick bite? And then she kind of backed off. But she's a doctor, and she opened by saying, was there a tick involved, Paul? So it must have occurred to her that this could be a tick bite. I'm not crazy, am I?
No.
She saw my panic, and she said, no, I'm not saying that. I just wanted to know. But if she opened with that line, now that I think about it, she thought it was a tick bite. Limits?
Yeah, I didn't think it was because I thought it detached itself and kind of just stayed there for a while until it was detached.
Is that what happens, Paul, with tick bites?
That's what I thought.
The tick just stays there for days?
If you don't get it out, you basically have like and I don't want to, you know.
I think until it dies and falls off.
Yeah, but you can, what? You can, if you can pull it out, or you can get it out, you know, within like, say, 24 hours or 12 hours or something like that. If you can get it out, you'll be okay. You won't have to go through the process. But I guess the longer it stays in there, you know what I mean? The longer it can become a real problem.
Yeah, and you got to make sure you don't have Lyme.
Yes, I do have to make sure of that. She ultimately decided it was a bite of some kind that I had an allergic reaction to. She took my temperature. Now I'm afraid, you know, anytime if I feel hot, that something's happening. If the thing gets bigger, it's trouble. I didn't need this. I'm from vacation. Did you see this, Paul? Look.
Oh, I could see it. Yeah, I could, yeah.
Look at that spider.
Yeah. Well, that ain't good.
Maybe everybody. Yeah, it's not good. That's what I'm saying. It's not good.
No, it's not. I'm glad you got it checked out, though.
I'm not, because I still don't have any satisfaction other than it's an allergic reaction.
Well, it could have been a lot worse.
What could it have been worse?
We got to give you medication right now.
She
something
did
bad
give me
could
medication.
Happen.
She gave me pills to take before bed every night. She said, take this pill before bed every night and go get some cortisone.
That well, there you I go. Did not know.
But that's the thing. It could have been worse. It could have been something that wasn't easily treatable. That's what he's saying.
Well, it could have been. But she's not sure it's treatable. We're still monitoring it. That's the problem. Limits was hungover, says Dude of Life. Why are we falling for this dehydration?
Well,
you were absolutely hungover yesterday.
I was 1,000% not. I did not drink one thing on Sunday. I was outside. We had a family party at 2 o'clock. I was at that for about an hour and a half. Then I played wiffle ball for 4.5 hours. And if you know me, I don't drink nearly enough water than I should. And I'm advised to do that all the time by people.
Well, how does that explain today's problems with you?
Yeah, that I don't know.
All right.
Sounds kind of suspect.
I'm much better today than I was yesterday.
Absolutely suspect. Something doesn't add up here.
Hey, if you don't believe my honesty, then I don't know what to tell you.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Paul has a new flow read coming up. And Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevy. Up to $7,500 in rebates. It's Chevy Summer Drive. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 90 today with sunny skies. Give us one of the choice Shelty Q&As here, and we'll move ahead here with some Shelty stuff. Can we hear that, please, Limits?
Yes. Shelton was talking about managing innings with Paul Skenes as well as Jared Jones.
Do you have plans in place to skip starts or otherwise manage his innings?
Well, I think we will manage his innings. I mean, we've said that from the get-go, even when he started the year in the minor leagues, and we built it up that way. And then I think the other thing that we'll see is just actually, you know, how the season goes, when we can get him extra days, how things like that work. We've been pretty open and transparent with the fact that we've tried to get 6 days or 5 days for guys, for all of our guys, not just Paul and Jared, but from the rest of them, to give them extra rest. And, I mean, it's kind of how Ortiz ended up in our rotation. The fact that we have, you know, Marco back, Perez is back, Falter will be back at some point. I think we can get creative to make sure that we get him the right rest, but still, you know, keep him healthy and keep him in the big leagues.
I'll buy that. I'll buy what they've been doing with Skenes all along, as a matter of fact. I thought they
Here's why I don't buy it.
They operated in good faith bringing him up when they did.
Right.
And he's right. They've looked for little spots where they can get him some innings.
Can I give you my thoughts?
I mean, some saved innings.
Can
yes.
Can I give you my thoughts?
Please.
Pitchers' injuries, arm troubles, all those kinds of things are random. They're deluding themselves and kidding themselves into thinking that, oh, if we do all these crazy things, we're going to protect his arm. If he's built the way we think he's built, and it looks like he is, I mean, look at Garrett Cole. The guy was a bulldog for, what, 10 years or 8 to 10 years or whatever it was before he had an arm injury that kept him out for, what, 30 days, and he's back now.
Yeah, I agree. By and large, I agree with you.
My point is,
so why wouldn't you have kept him in the no-hitter then?
All of these over-the-top rest program things, and you know, we have to skip starts, and we have to monitor this, and we can't let him do this. I just think it's a lot of baseball people. Baseball has become the ultimate game where the people that run it, the people in it, they all insist they're the smartest people on the planet.
But you said you agreed with Shelton taking
have a problem.
Him out of the no-hitter.
I don't have
Keep him in a no-hitter then.
I have no problem with saying, okay, we're not going to let you go 120 or 130 pitches because I don't know that guys do that. Although I will say he did that at LSU last year a few times where he went 120, 130 pitches.
Yeah.
So to me, but I can live with that, Joe. But this thing of where we have to shut him down for 2 weeks or we have to, you know, skip starts and we have to do all this other stuff.
Well, he didn't really say that.
He didn't. But my point is with other guys.
No, I agree. I said yesterday.
Yeah. Pitchers are going to get hurt.
Yeah. You're either predisposed to be injured or you're not.
That's my number one thing.
That's the best thing I can come up with because all the people who get paid lots of money to study these things and research them and implement them clearly have no idea what they're doing. So why doesn't my opinion count as much as theirs?
Right.
After all these years of babying pitchers, we're in the middle of a pitching injury epidemic. So what they did didn't work. So I'm going to stick with my opinion, which apparently is I share with you that you're either predisposed to these types of injuries or you're not.
Right.
You're either Steven Strasburg and Mark Pryor and Kerry Wood, or you're Justin Verlander or Garrett Cole or Max Scherzer, where you go years and years between injuries as a power pitcher, right?
No, I mean, again, I think that's what I've sort of been able to learn, you know? I mean, you know, Strasburg is the ultimate example in my mind. Like, you know, they treated that guy with kid gloves.
Yeah.
And he's basically out of baseball now because his arm, you know what I mean, is just, it's very clear to me that he was a guy who basically just was predisposed to be injured. His body was built that way, you know? And so
at the same time, if they want to give him a day here and a day there, I don't have a problem.
I don't have a problem with that
because I don't look at that necessarily as injury maintenance, at least not in my mind. I look at it like, oh, never gone near this many innings before. That's the point we're going to reach by September. So I want to see him at his strongest. I think fatigue, much the way it's set in during the no-hitter, according to Shelty at least, could set in during the season. And I look at those days off as a way to mitigate fatigue.
Yeah, I mean, again, there are circumstances I agree with. There are some circumstances I'll agree with it. What I'm saying is this thing where everybody has to have kid gloves and we have to like treat these guys like they're fragile little China dolls. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's some guys that are just going to get hurt and there are other guys who they're built, their body is built, and you know what? They're going to be able to go out and pitch the way they need to pitch.
So, I'm with you for the most part there. We're going to hear from Shelty on some other topics, including this one, which we want you to weigh in with as well at 412-928-9370, 928-9370.
And we also have Michael McHenry coming up in moments.
Holy corn follicles. Turned out to be a more packed show than I thought, City Limits.
That's why I was wondering why we were still rolling here. I was like,
right.
This is unbelievable.
We're cutting off our Michael McHenry time.
Paul knew the clock.
We'll ask McHenry this question next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.